following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. It is the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, continuing the road show of the week, and we are pleased to be at Fast Phil's for a little holiday party today in Kearney. We're right next to Whiskey Creek. If you're on the interstate, pull off. Come see us. Fill up. Is that really the right price, Jimmy Langan? Is that what gas is right now? Is it actually... Can you smile about that gas price?
Isn't that something? Unless you have a lot of oil money. You know what I mean? If you're an oil man, then you're kind of disappointed.
Yeah, because you just don't have enough. You just don't have enough in the bank.
That's right.
Doug, Jim Langan with you here on this Friday. We're going to have a special two-hour show today, and we have a lot of giveaways. The Nebraska Lottery is on hand. And, you know, also the gas is cheap. But come in and see Smiling Bob. I've never seen anybody with an attitude like Bob has. I tell you, it catches me off guard. You come in the morning and you're going, I'm off to work. I need something. He is chipper and ready to go, and he's here. He's here. He's going to say hi. He's going to make sure that everything's ready to go, and that is what you got to have in business. Friendly, helpful people. You find them right here at Fast Phil's. We've got the giant six-foot stocking full of toys today. Jimmy, I could not find a way to get that snuck out into the vehicle.
I'll tell you what, Doug. I think you'd... between the two, I think we're going to find a way. I'm going to go over there and get a Diet Coke and have a little trouble with the counter. You know what I mean? Spill a little bit, get too much, have to get some help. Then you take her out.
There's going
to
be a distraction.
How about this bear?
A diversion.
How about this bear?
Don't touch the bear.
I saw that. Big
but
sign.
He's the holiday bear.
Yeah, there's a big sign, I think, to put it up for me.
I thought the bear was meaner last time we were here. He looks friendlier today.
Yeah. I think he used to be a grizzly, and now he's just like a little brown bear now.
Yeah, he smiles just a little bit. He looks like he's... I don't know, a little tired. He's, you know what I think he's doing? He's making sure that nobody takes the stocking.
Yeah, they
those eyes are cameras. Be careful, Jimmy. We'll be giving away a Coca-Cola bike, a lottery goodie bag, M&M shirts and tote bags. We've got sunglasses, koozies, jerky, special on monster drinks, and Cracker Jacks. What is this, baseball season? No, it's Christmas season. And a whole lot more coming your way today. The Nebraska Lottery, as we said, is on site. So join us here today for some great giveaways from a variety of folks, H&H Distributing, a Wild Bill Jerky, Frito-Lay, Express Distributing, and, of course, the folks here at Fast Phil's Fast Phil's Plaza. We're going to give away some tickets to Storm Hockey for the weekend. And you know what? Holly Carnes, we had her on earlier this week. We got the softball pancake feed going on at the Legion Club. We're going to give away some tickets to that as well. So stop by and see us here today at Fast Phil's in Kearney. And we'll be here until 1 o'clock. Get registered. Come in by 12:30 so that your name's in the hopper, because we'll be drawing things out throughout the show. But the big prize is right at the end of the show. Jimmy, at the risk of jinxing myself, and I'm not saying that they're top 10 teams, but we're a week into the high school sports season, and I've already seen some pretty good competition. And that is, that's always good. Now, again, I'm not saying number one, number two in the state championship, district championship type of teams, but teams that are competing and competing hard. And I saw that last night. I was at Wood River. They played St. Paul. Boys game, very competitive, right down to the wire. Kind of a pretty exciting last 3 minutes, depending on which side of the win or loss you were. But just a weekend, I know you've officiated a few games, high school and college. It's always nice to get off with a good feeling to any sports season.
Yeah, it sure is. You're right. Hey, who won that game? I didn't even catch the score on St. Paul Wood River.
Yeah, Wood River came back and won by 5.
Okay, got it.
Where were you last night?
I was at Wilcox Hildreth and Shelton.
Oh, were you?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah, there wasn't a ton right in the backyard. There was some kind of on the outskirts of our listening area, but I know that was going on. Lexington Holdridge was going on. We've got a lot of basketball going on tonight, including Kearney High right here on ESPN. The next two nights, we travel to Lincoln High tonight. Then they're back home to take on Millard South tomorrow. But, Jimmy, let's start with football. Let's start with coaching. Nate Klaus is going to join us from Husker Online. Tom Osborne spoke at the Big Red Breakfast in Omaha this morning. They do that every Friday during the season. That's an interesting take there. But Wisconsin has already got their new football coach in Paul Christ. His name has been out there so many times. It was out there the last time when they hired Gary Anderson. But this all went down since you were with us on Monday. Lot of strange coaching twists. Mark Schlabaugh, NationalESPN.com, started writing about recently you have seen a lot of coaches take jobs that you wouldn't expect them to take. Why do you think that is?
Yeah, well, I tell you what, I was trying to figure this out with Wisconsin, you know, because Wisconsin's coach went from Wisconsin to Arkansas, which is really just kind of a lateral move. I know that Southeastern Conference, but what happens, I think, is you look around and you don't know if you recruited well. You've had some assistant coaches that maybe took off on you. They got better jobs. You don't like the situation with who's hired. You know, maybe it's about assistant coaches' pay. There's a lot of pressure to fire, I think, your defensive and offensive coordinator now. And if that's something you, as a head coach, you are not willing to do, but you're getting pressure above to do that. I don't know what happened at Wisconsin. I really don't know. I do know this. I do know they got beat 59-0 in the last game they played. I do know that. And they're probably all the coordinators are disappointed. You special teams, you know, I mean, you can't find one thing you really did right in that one game. But it seems to me maybe there's a quick overreaction to stuff more than there was in the 1970s and 80s. Hey, this was the head coach. That's who it was. Pepper Rodgers is going to be the coach at Kansas. And, hey, when he went to, like, Pittsburgh or Tennessee, we were amazed because all the coaches just stayed. Everybody stayed. Whoever the coach was, that was their football coach. And something really bizarre had to happen. They did not make these quick moves, but right now they're making those quick moves, Doug.
888-455-3776, 888-455-3776. If you'd like to join us, you can tweet us at ESPN 1460 1550. And, of course, the Dent Popper inbox for all of your emails, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Glad to have you with us here today at Fast Phil's Plaza for a little holiday giveaway from 11 to 1. They've been taking care of this for a while, but folks from the Nebraska Lottery are on hand. They love handing stuff out, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Who doesn't need a little extra for the holidays?
They do. The Nebraska Lottery, yeah. They must be winning there, you know what I mean? They must have that set up some way, that paramutual way that they're winning a little.
Back talking college football, the National Awards Show, Home Depot Awards Show, held last night at Disney Boardwalk, where all the major awards outside of the Heisman were handed out. And Marcus Mariota won them all. Everything he could win, Jimmy, he won. I'll reveal who I voted for the Heisman on Monday. But the three that are there are all very deserving, and they all won the big awards. Melvin Gordon, the Doak Walker for the running back, the Biletnikoff went to Cooper from Alabama. But Mariota wins the Davey O'Brien National Quarterback of the Year. The Maxwell and Walter Camp go to the College Player of the Year. So Mariota winning those awards.
I would guess that this year might be the biggest landslide win in a long time. And I'm also thinking that these top three guys, you're going to see them on so many of the voters. You know what I mean? Because you vote for three. Isn't that right, Doug? Is it go 5-3-1? Is that
3-2-1.
3-2-1 is the scoring of it. Okay. 3-2-1. And I would say that those three were on a tremendous amount of ballots, more so than we've ever seen, you know, because there's been seven or eight guys before you kind of look at it. And Amir Abdullah, you know, I mean, if he just a couple games late in the season hurt him a little bit. But other than that, what a tremendous year he had. But I just don't know how many people voted for him, because these other three were a little bit above and a little top notch.
Yeah. And, you know, almost the silver lining to the Abdullah injury was that it wasn't close, so that you would feel bad today that Gordon won the award and not Abdullah, because I think Amir was leading the way all the way up until the injury. Then obviously he's injured. Gordon does what he does against Nebraska, and it totally switches it and takes it home from there.
Well, I'll tell you what, you could try to imagine this. Try to imagine what Nebraska's record would have been this year without that guy carrying the football.
That's why I'm a little worried next year.
Oh.
I mean, you've got running backs, but they're not Amir. They're not Amir at all.
Yeah, I mean, unbelievable. I mean, the Iowa, he made a couple runs against Iowa. It was amazing. And then I think that McNeese State maybe would go down in one of the top 25 plays because of when it was done. You know, it was done so late in the game in a tie game. So I'm looking at him as, you know, he was my favorite. I like him. He's got just so easy to like the man. You know, so easy. What a great player. But I just don't think he's going to be even near the third place.
Abdullah's run, the 51-yard run, personified what he did for this team against Iowa, because it was over. Nebraska had their dauber down, and they were about ready to cash it in, and he makes an incredible run, runs over guys, breaks tackles. I think they only end up getting a field goal off the deal, but then Pearson L gets involved, and Nebraska wins the football game, which, by the way, I still think is an important thing.
Oh, definitely. Big, huge win. Huge win. Little bragging rights over Iowa. Do you want to say, hey, Iowa, we lost to Iowa 4 years in a row, 5 years in a row, 6 years in a row. They get that thing stopped right away.
Exactly. Also last night, the Outland Trophy goes to Brandon Scherf, who we've had a chance to talk to on the Doug and Daddy show before, the Iowa offensive tackle. And then he accepts the award in Omaha at the annual Outland Trophy dinner on January the 15th. And since they've really just started to do that here in the last handful of years, they always like to bring back a previous Outland winner, you know, when they just kind of called you up or said it on the news and that was it. There was no ticker tape parade or ceremony. You just got a picture taken with the award. So Notre Dame's Ross Browner, the 76 winner, will be there as well. So there you go. That's coming up. And then they honor Milt Tenneper with the first annual Tom Osborne Legacy Award. That'll be a pretty cool night. Amir Abdullah and DeMorne Pearson-L, a ton of All-American awards came out yesterday. Both were named second team on a majority of those, and most of the first team running backs were Melvin Gordon, Wisconsin, and Tevin Coleman of Indiana, who had more rushing yards than Abdullah. So basically the three best running backs in the country resided in the Big Ten, and Pearson L, one of the very few freshmen, and usually you only see him in specialties, the punter from Alabama, and he are the only freshmen on most of these All-American teams.
Yeah, what a exciting two punt returns he had. The one against Michigan State almost helped us win. And, you know, Doug, while we're talking about that, Tommy Armstrong, I know there's a lot of people that are upset with Tommy, but there's some people that like him. Let's look back at Tommy Armstrong and what he did. He actually led us to the Minnesota game, the comeback. We threw a pass where a guy had the ball at the one-yard line, made the catch at the one-yard line. He ended up losing the football. In fact, the play wasn't going to count anyway, but it wasn't because your quarterback made a poor play. The quarterback did what he needed to do. He threw a strike down there. The next game, what does he do? Leaves us down, throws a pass in the end zone. We win in overtime. Against Michigan State, he let us down, threw a pass, and gave a receiver an opportunity to catch the ball. Tommy Armstrong played very well down the stretch.
888-455-ESPN. We are here at Fassville's Plaza. And, again, the holiday open house going on. We've got some Storm tickets. I'll tell you what, the next customers that come in and want to go to Storm hockey this weekend, come back and see us here at Fast Fills, and we'll give you a pair of Storm tickets for the weekend games. Tonight it's at 7:30. Tomorrow's at 3:05 against Youngstown. So come in and see us here at Fast Fills right next to Whiskey Creek in Kearney. No surprise yesterday. It's just that Mike Riley made it official that the four assistant coaches from Oregon State that were already on the road are now with Nebraska. And so Mark Banker, defensive coordinator Trent Bray, offensive line coach Mike Cavanaugh, the special teams coach Bruce Reed are all coming along as well. And just from Barney Cotton's kind of comments after the first practice on Wednesday, you kind of get the feeling that I don't think anybody's coming back. I don't think anybody's coming back. And if it is, it's somebody maybe like Charlton Warren, who's only been on the staff 1 year.
What does he do? What does he coach?
He recruits a lot.
Okay. Yeah, I think you're right. I think that's exactly right. There was a defensive line coach they talked about that's only been on there for like a year or two. But I think yet some of the people that have been at Nebraska for a long time are not going to be back.
Well, you know what this is? It's Friday, folks. We like to give things away on Friday. The Fanatics Friday Fantastic Fan Quiz will be coming up. I got a tough one, Jimmy. I got a tough one. Because I found it out yesterday. It was something I didn't know, and it's a tough one. So we'll see if somebody will get it, but we'll see who it is. A $25 gift card to Fanatics, and we'll be doing that here momentarily as we bring you a special two-hour show today. A lot going on. The Huskers beginning their bowl practices this week. They've got two in the books. They'll go again today. It's finals week next week. Husker Online confirming yesterday that redshirt freshman linebacker Courtney Love and tight end Greg Hart leaving the program and heading to Kentucky. And, of course, there are some ties down there now. Kentucky, we've already seen Braylon Hurd left last year, and they're heading down to Kentucky. So that program trying to make the turn, just like Mississippi and Mississippi State, and kind of even things out in the Southeastern Conference. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and when we return, we'll catch up with Nate Klaus of Husker Online, get the latest on Nebraska transfers, recruiting news, and how things are going in the first couple of days of bowl preparations. We're live at Fastfills Plaza here in Kearney, their holiday open house. Stop by and see them. Great deals and register for some really great prizes. Nebraska Lottery's on hand. Come in. We've got Storm tickets to give away. All you have to do is come ask, and we'll give you Storm tickets for the weekend. We'll be right back.
You'll have fun, fun, fun when you make it Funner Park.
Make it Funner Park's Finish Line Restaurant and Sports Lounge for weekend fun, food, keno, bowl games, and NFL football. Bet on the best coast-to-coast thoroughbred racing, 18 premier tracks including Gulfstream and Delta Downs. Stay for night racing from Remington and a prime rib special, so race to the finish line, number one for food and fun. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
You want action, though. You want excitement.
This place is going nuts.
You want the ultimate adrenaline rush. Then you want the one and only PBR.
From Midway Auto Dealership's PBR Challenge, coming to the Buffalo County Fairgrounds Saturday, December 13th at 7:30. Featuring great riders and tougher bulls than you'd ever expect. Brought to you by Casey's General Stores, Rouse Farm Equipment, Taco John's, Cunningham's Journal, Bud Light, and JR's Western. Don't miss this year's Midway Auto Dealership PBR Challenge, December 13th at 7:30.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers, and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see lingering low cloud cover and some fog around the area today with a high temperature into the upper 40s to around 50. South winds will meanwhile stay at about 10 to 15. For tonight, with mainly cloudy skies, we'll head down to 44. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 45.
Doug and Daddy Show rolls on from Fast Phil's Plaza here on the south side of Kearney by Whiskey Creek. Come on in and join us. The folks are here with their big holiday open house, the Nebraska Lottery on hand, and giving away a variety of prizes out here. The six-foot holiday stocking. We've got the Coke chair. We've got people that are doing weird things outside the window right now. Love to see all that's going on here at Fast Phil's. And again, we'll be giving away a lot of the prizes between 12:30 and 1. So come on out and register. Again, Nate Klaus is going to join us from Husker Online around noon. Ross Halford from Husker Mat is set to join us. But first, our Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, yesterday we voted which of the three finalists is your pick to win the Heisman. Well, more of the people in the area want Melvin Gordon to win, I guess, Jimmy Lang. And 58% that chose Melvin Gordon to just 42% for Marcus Mariota. Well, let's go to what we have today. Which was more surprising, Mike Riley leaving Oregon State or Gary Anderson going to Oregon State? Hands down for me, Gary Anderson going to Oregon State.
I'm saying that too. Yeah, that was surprising.
Well, you can vote on our Midtown Mark Cooler question anytime at ESPNSuperstation.com. ESPNSuperstation.com, the place to vote. You know, I don't know if he's listening right now, but I got to see the Seth Denny video Christmas card this morning. Quite the job. He definitely classes up his Christmas card with the rest of his family. It's a video Christmas card.
Is that right? And you saw it today?
Yes.
I'll have to go check that out.
Mama Denny does a great job with raising those kids.
Yeah, I think Seth does his share. You know, Seth does his share.
Seth better be careful or all of a sudden folks that don't really know him aren't going to know which one he is in the picture. Kids are growing up. Ross Halford joins us from HuskerMat.com here on the Doug and Daddy Show. As we said, the first week of the winter sports season in the book. A lot of wrestling going on over the next couple of days. And Ross, good morning. How are things in the wrestling world? He's out in Ohio today.
Yeah, just like for the last couple of years when we've done kind of our early show here. Out at the Walsh Ironman tournament here in Ohio and covering a couple of standout wrestlers from our state that'll be competing. I think they'll get started here in about a half hour or so. That'd be Doyle Trout, three-time state champion from Centennial, and he of course has signed with the University of Wyoming, and Keegan Hessler, a senior who a state title 2013 and was a state runner-up last year, and I believe he signed with Morningside. And so again, kind of a great trip. I mean, this is the premier high school wrestling tournament in the United States, and they call it the Iron Man for a reason.
Ross, over the years, a handful of Nebraska wrestlers will take the opportunity to go out state. Obviously, it kind of leaves, they have to leave a team event from their own high school to do that. What is the upper echelon of Nebraska wrestling? How many of those guys are going to be going to national tournaments during the season, or will it be down a little bit this year?
Well, I think scheduling continues to evolve and change. Certainly, one of the big tournaments this weekend is over at the Council Bluffs in Iowa, and this is the second year that they've ran that tournament. But we have, of course, teams like Grand Island and Kearney and Plattsmouth from Class B that are there, and it's a two-day tournament. It looks just like the state tournament in terms of a setup, and they bring in, you know, teams from Minnesota, some premier teams, Apple Valley and the like. And so, I think, you know, you'll continue to see teams that seek out the best competition, and whether that means that they have to travel or, you know, we have some of these type of events that bring in teams from out of state here, you'll continue to see that. And so it's a trend, and I don't see that going away anytime soon.
Ross, for the first time in 17 years here in Kearney, covering the sport of wrestling here at ESPN, I did have my jaw drop a little bit when I saw the preseason Class A rankings, and I know the coaches and yours are a little bit different, but to have all three Tri-Cities teams, Kearney, Grand Island, and Hastings, highly rated, and then to see them perform pretty well, especially with Hastings not having two of their big guns, these guys are actually here to make some noise. And, of course, I think you have Grand Island taking a step back. You have a dominant Class A team for the first time in a while, it doesn't appear. But the Tri-Cities continues to be strong.
No doubt about it. That part of the state, there's some excellent wrestling out there. And you mentioned Class A. Of course, with Kearney and Coach Swarm's done a great job. I wouldn't say necessarily rebuilding, but Kearney maybe wasn't at the level that we were used to seeing Kearney at when he got there. And I think he's put them back into the upper echelon and now competing for a state title. And Coach Morrison over at Grand Island, first year over there, have to give a lot of credit to Coach Shad. But and Hastings, of course, it's been a while since they've been in contention, but I think you have to look at what's happened on the youth level, with them, with the they started that some time ago, and now they've just ran into quite a few kids. And it'll be another great year for wrestling out in Central Nebraska. Amherst, of course, in Class D, and so it's a great spot, and a lot of really talented wrestlers and teams out your area.
We're talking with Ross Halford of HuskerMat.com. We can probably break down a lot of teams, maybe not quite as deep right in our backyard in Classes B and C this year because of a variety of graduations. You can point at Kearney Catholic and all the kids they lost that have been state champions for them the last 2-3 years, lost a lot of seniors. That's just one of them, Central Cities being mentioned. As you mentioned on HuskerMat.com, Ross, Grand Island Northwest, looks like they may be a little bit better, and then they went out and picked up another dual win last night, and Coach Seabrantz and his family taking care of their daughter and going through everything that is involved there, and still that wrestling team continues to grow a little bit. Are we going to see some more noise out of the Northwest Vikings?
Yeah, I really do. When you look at how they opened the season last week, I had Syracuse number 10. Syracuse, of course, brought back four state medalists, and with Grand Island Northwest able to beat, two of their state medalists head-to-head in the York Invite Finals there, I think that, that pretty much says that you probably deserve to be in the ratings. And, they're pretty deep all the way, through that lineup, a lot of experience. And listen, they had kids step up, and when they do that, that, essentially says, now you're the state medalist. And so I think you'll see them move into the ratings next week, provided that they have a good solid week this year. So great job by my coach, Seabrantz, out there. And we wish he and his family the best of luck as well.
Doug and Daddy Show, Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you here from Fastfields Plaza and their holiday open house going on today. We've got a lot to talk about over the next couple of hours. Right now we're talking with Ross Halford of HuskerMat.com about what's going on in the world of wrestling. Before we dive into this weekend, Ross, anything else that you noticed from the opening weekend that caught your attention?
Well, it's hard to gauge everything at this point in the season. I mean, a lot of the kids, competed late into the football season, and so either they're not competing or they're not down to weight yet. And so I really don't think we'll have a great feel for this season probably until after the break. We'll get closer this week, but, of course, I think this is also the ACT testing week too, and so you may be missing some other kids and certification plans and trying to get down to weight. It's just hard to gauge, but certainly, in my notes, section for this last week, I tried to note some surprises. We had some great freshmen do some things, and I did specifically mention Grand Island too, and they had some great performances last week at Kearney, and some kids that I didn't think that would step up that really did a great job. So I think Grand Island is also a team that's poised to move up a couple of spots, but each week we'll get a better idea of how this season's going to unfold. But I think we have a competitive team race in Class A. I think, you know, in Class B, usually you look at the top there, Omaha Scutt. And in Class C, David City with a real, you know, powerful program, benefits from some transfers, move-ins to their school. And, of course, in Class D, Amherst just continues to roll as well. So I really think we have maybe just one, you know, really good team race this year, and I think that will be in Class A. But the rest of them, it kind of looks academic on paper as far as who will be there in February.
Ross, obviously the big duel tomorrow. We will be there in Lincoln, kind of a double party type of deal. Nebraska taking on Wisconsin, that's at 6, preceded by Amherst, the five-time state champion, taking on O'Neill, who has three individuals ranked number one, quite a few individuals ranked in Class C early on this season. They're the number two team in Class C. That's at 4 o'clock. We'll have it on Classic Hits 98.9, a special tailgate preview from 1 to 2 from Heidelberg's at 33rd and Superior in Lincoln tomorrow. Myself and O'Neill Sports Director Mark Mosier will be talking with the coaches, both teams, Mark Manning from Nebraska, and just getting the feel as we get ready for that duel. But you think Amherst has enough firepower here, even though we're going to see, or we should see, some really good individual matchups?
Yeah, I think Amherst has a little more depth than O'Neill, and I don't think that Coach Corkle would disagree with that assessment there at O'Neill, but O'Neill certainly has a very experienced, and they have, as you said, outstanding individuals, Blake Walters, David Fox, Corey Rouse, talented freshmen at 120 as well, and some really good sophomores. But, you know, Amherst is complete, even though I don't think that they're 100% full strength at this point here, but Amherst is very complete. But it should be a great duel. I think, as I mentioned in my notes section this week, I mean, you just have to look at 45 and 52 as, you know, the two premier matchups of that duel on paper, with, of course, the difference from Amherst in for O'Neill, Corey Rouse, and Blake Walter. So right in the middle of that duel, you should see some awesome matches there. So it's going to be great, though. I mean, if you love wrestling, you know, get down and see the Huskers, and you get to see some great great wrestling and some of the better wrestlers in the state of Nebraska, no doubt.
Hey, the only thing I was going to ask is, I thought this is amazing how the two ADs got this organized enough, you know, to do this. This is kind of there had to be some work done they maybe got out of a tournament or something, or a duel or something that they had to make this work. Do you know any of the specifics how this went down?
Well, you know, they have done some of this before. I know that they've had, I believe, Scott wrestle prior to their duels against some Iowa teams before. But I think you're right. O'Neill, in the past, would compete at the Nebraska Duels, which is up in Columbus today and tomorrow. And, of course, with the Valentine invite also going to a two-day tournament this year, and that takes some points away. And so I would guess that they're probably just looking for a couple extra points. And I know for Amherst that they certainly are, you know, looking to move their schedule up and get some different and some better competition. And you'll see that with the first annual, I believe they call it the Midwest Duels in Kearney in January, where Amherst will be there, and you get a chance to see them wrestle the likes of Kearney, which I know everyone in that area has wanted to see that for a long time. And Bennington, I think they bring in some Kansas teams as well to that. So it just goes with the trend of, you know, of trying to see some unique and different competition, and what better way to showcase that than in front of a preceding a Husker duel as well. So,
last minute here with Ross Halford of HuskerMat.com, as he's out in Ohio for the Ironman. Still kind of in the smaller CDs, one of the best meets of the weekend. There's a couple of them, but in our area, you've got Wood River that has just gotten underway today. Amherst is actually competing there. I talked to Coach Waddington last night, because that's where we were for basketball, and they were getting the mats set up after the hoops. He says they're down a little bit. They're pretty young this year, no seniors. Friend will be there. There's some good matchups. Just a quick assessment of what the fans will see there today.
Well, I kind of listed out some of the top weights for that tournament in my weekly preview, which you can read online if you're a premium subscriber. But I think you look right at 152. Zemio Baptista, he's a junior out of Friend, and he's a returning state champion, and he's probably the state's number two overall wrestler at this point behind Doyle Trout at Centennial, and which he'll have Dibbern from Amherst, and that's probably a preview of the Class D, you know, the two top wrestlers in Class D at that weight right now, so they can see each other down the road as well. Certainly, you know, from a maybe an overall talent and depth perspective, this tournament maybe not as good as it has been in the past, but you know, Amherst, a loaded team, and I expect them to win the team title as well. But definitely take a look at some of those middleweights out there. I think you should see some premier matchups today at Wood River.
Flatwater Fracas is next week. Anything that stands out there?
Well, they've got some new teams in the Flatwater this year, some teams that departed for whatever reason. I believe they added Ashland Greenwood, who I've ranked fourth in Class B, and they bring some real superstar firepower. And Class C Battle Creek, number four in Class C, will be added as well. But certainly look at the top echelon out there, and, you know, Grand Island Kearney. And, you know, one thing just from looking at last week here is that, you know, in terms of a dual format, I think it's going to be really interesting to see Grand Island and Kearney match up in that format, because that it may actually favor the Islanders versus a tournament format, which Kearney won so many matches on the backside in the Constellations last week. So, you know, certainly those two teams would, you know, be towards the top of that and as well. But it's such a premier event, and you get to see so many great matches. And of course, I'll plan on being out there on Friday and Saturday of next week, because it's the best thing that we have going right now as far as Nebraska wrestling and in-state tournament. And you will definitely see some of the best cross-class matches of the season at that tournament. So if you're out in the area next week, you definitely want to make it to that one.
Well, Ross, always appreciate the wealth of knowledge you can support us with in the high school wrestling community. And everybody loves HuskerMat.com. Folks, if you've not been a subscriber, check it out now at HuskerMat.com and get signed up for the upcoming year. And, Ross, enjoy the weekend in Ohio. We'll see you soon. Happy holidays.
Okay, take care.
Ross Halford, HuskerMat.com, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And again, tomorrow, the Amherst-O'Neill duel will get underway at 4 o'clock, and we'll get on the air about 3:45 from the Devaney Center. We are here at Fast Fills. Lots to give away. Folks are coming in, winning from the Nebraska Lottery. We've got Tri-City Storm tickets to give away. Come on in, and we'll hand those out to you if you want to go to a Storm game this weekend. Plus, you can get registered for the 6-foot stocking full of toys. You can take home a Coca-Cola chair. There's just so many things here to be given away. A smaller, big, get some jerky. It's all right here during their holiday open house at Fast Fills Plaza, right next to Whiskey Creek on the south side of Kearney. When we come back, the Midway PBR, which is an outstanding event every December at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. We're going to get to talk to one of the best in L.J. Jenkins. He is going to join us here when we return on the Doug and Daddy Show.
It's tough to see games like this coming to an end. 7 seconds to go. The Cougars have fought hard all night long, but they're down by two, and they have to get the ball back. Here we go. Johnson inbounding the ball, and it's tipped away. The Cougars have it. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Here's a three out of the corner.
Are there any worse words than, quote, buffering or loading? When you think reliability and internet, think Prairie iNet. Prairie iNet provides reliable high-speed service that can keep pace with the excitement of basketball. Get big speed for a small price with the nation's largest fixed wireless network. With Prairie iNet, enjoy streaming games, movies, or video with no interruptions. So sign up for Prairie iNet today and get your choice of a free month of service or a $50 Amazon gift card. That's right, a free month of service or a $50 Amazon gift card just for signing up with Prairie iNet. Call Prairie iNet today at 308-221-7844. That's 308-221-7844.
Today, buyers need the OneRocky.com edge. Finding out first is what gives you the best chance of finding the right home. Kearney's best real estate website just got better with customized listing notifications sent right to your email. As soon as a new listing meeting your criteria becomes available, you'll be notified. Log on to OneRocky.com and get signed up now.
Yo, this is Rocky. My customized listing service is not junk email. We don't even collect data. It's just my way of putting you first in the hunt for the right home.
Put Rocky Geyser in your corner because he cares.
OneRocky.com.
OneRocky.com. Santa wears Husker Red, and so can you, along with a lot of other colors from TM Sporting Goods in the downtown Kearney Center. Santa and you might also consider Under Armour for crisp outdoor jaunts. If you have a player on your Christmas list, see Steve and Tino for expert advice on equipment and accessories for every sport and the know-how to help you buy right. TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design, and like them on Facebook for daily holiday specials.
Hi, it's Bo Huffman from your Kearney, Hastings, and Grand Island GNCs. That's General Nutrition Center for those of you not familiar. GNC has been the health and nutrition leader for over 75 years and continues to provide the highest quality and variety of nutritional products for any and all health needs and concerns. From acne to wrinkles and everything in between, we have the right option for your best health. Live well is our motto, and we strive to help you live well every day at the Hastings GNC just north of Walmart, in the Conestoga Mall in Grand Island, and the Hilltop Mall in Kearney. GNC.
You're in luck. Hilltop Mall is making holiday shopping fun and easy this year. Mall gift cards and gift wrap available all season long. Good for every store in the mall, Hilltop Mall gift cards always make the perfect gift. Stop by the mall office to purchase. And don't let your kids miss Santa. He is at the Hilltop Mall to hear all their holiday wishes. It's all at the Hilltop Mall this holiday season.
And welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show. Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth is on the road again today. We are live at Fast Phil's Plaza here in Kearney, right next to Whiskey Creek on the south side of Kearney. So if you're pulling off the interstate, come on in and visit us for the holiday open house. If you're a Kearney resident or just doing your work here as you do every single day, stop by, see us. We've got a lot of great things to give away. And before Jeff's daughter takes them all out of here for Christmas, we better get those things given away here. So stop by and see us. And when we're talking about Jeff, we're talking about the crew with the Midway PBR tomorrow night, 7:30 at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. Tickets on sale. 40 bull riders, 40 of the best are on hand, as they always are. And some of the same, some are different, but it is great, great entertainment. Then we'll have the short go with the 10 finalists. And folks, I think I've been there every single year, and it's been a blast. So if you got a chance, come on out tomorrow night, get your tickets, and enjoy a good time tomorrow at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. And we've got a couple of gentlemen with us. Now, Jimmy Lee was with us last year. He's crazy enough to get in there and fight the bulls. And, again, you survived another year, man.
Survived another year, yeah.
Right. Any close calls?
A few bumps and bruises. Not bad, though. But a good year.
Because we keep asking, man, how do you guys – I mean, the guys that ride them, there's a reason. You don't get out of the way, man. But I think I always get fired up. And, again, when you watch the National Finals Rodeo, it leads kind of right into this. It's two separate events. But I think it gets everybody geared up again for rodeo, because let's face it, in this part of the world – Once football season starts, usually all the local rodeos, all the rodeos around the state kind of dwindle back, and we're concentrated on going to school and getting football and all the fall sports. So how is that for you? Does it continuously move right through the championships, or is there any downtime for you outside of December?
January, usually I'm at home for the most part, and of course, like around Christmas and stuff. This is my last event for the year. And it's always a good one to, you know, end the year up on. It's, you know, fans here are amazing, and, you know, the good riders that come here. It's kind of downtime as far as, you know, the PBRs are concerned, the off season. So, you know, all the top guys are coming here to try to get up for geared up for next year and stuff. And it's just a good event.
You get to watch all these guys. I mean, even the guys that ride the bulls, they'll see a few of them, and then they're back or they're getting ready, and they don't get. You get to see them all. How do you continually – are you continually impressed by what you see? Is it getting better? Are we getting more talent out there year in and year out?
Yeah, the talent's definitely on the up. You know, the guys, you know, that are going down the road nowadays, and they're, you know, making money doing this deal, they're there for a reason. You know, the bulls are getting better every year. You know, the breeding programs and stuff like that are out there, or, you know, 20 years ago was way obsolete compared to what it is nowadays.
Who you got helping you tomorrow night?
Kelsey and Zach, yep. The three amigos track again, I guess.
Where does work and fun kind of – where does the line get drawn when you're talking about what you do?
I guess that'd have to be being on the road a lot, you know. I mean, it's always fun. You know, that's why, you know, you do what you love, you know, it's because it's fun. But being gone away from your family so much, and, you know, this year I've been trying to fill my permit for my PRCA card and stuff, and so I've been all over the place. And I guess that's whenever the fun part kind of goes out the window, whenever everybody else is, you know, at home with families and stuff. You know, we're burning up the highway.
We're going to talk with LJ Jenkins here in just a second. He's a veteran, though. Give me your scouting report on him.
You know, I've seen him around for a while. Good guy. And rides bulls real well, so.
See, they always smile, and there's never a story, and that's the way it should be, right, LJ? No stories, huh?
Yeah, I know Jimmy's probably got some good stories to tell on me, so I'm just glad that you know, he kept all them to himself.
Well, we were talking. There's a little downtime between the PBR National Finals, and you've been there 9 times. You've won it once. You've also been to the National Finals Rodeo. So what happens in this downtime? Because you do want to stay fresh, and I think that's one of the reasons a lot of guys, A, they like Kearney, they like the event, but they do want to see a little live action, even though it's not every weekend. What have you been doing since the finals?
You know, since the PBR finals back in October, I've taken some time off just to try to get healed up. I took some bulls to junior finals. You know, I like to go back to the junior finals. It's actually a finals that I came up through whenever I was riding steers and calves, and it's still going on, the NJBRA. And so I went there just to be there to help out kids and stuff. And like you said, now Kearney's, you know, it's about halfway between the finals and our first event. So now you're going to see a lot of the top guys come back here and just start getting on bulls again and start getting geared up for Baltimore, Maryland in January.
LJ Jenkins with us here. He'll be one of the 40 riders at the PBR tomorrow night. Been on the circuit quite a while. I'm always interested. Everybody has an opinion on how the circuit has changed and continues to grow. And for a while there, it was changing so quickly because it was so new. It's not so new anymore, but you're a veteran. How do you like the way it's progressed?
It's the greatest sport on dirt. You know, it's awesome. We have the greatest fans. You know, whenever I started, you would have never thought that we would be riding in New York City in Madison Square Garden. And the first couple of years there, you know, people looked at us like, oh, Cowboys, yeehaw, you know. And now it's when we go, they're like, oh, y'all are back in town. You know, like the town knows when the PBR is in town. And that's you know, that's speaking volumes for the sport and how it's progressed. And the money's awesome. It's just getting bigger and bigger every year.
Is it harder to compete because there are more quality riders coming along?
I'm going to say it's harder to compete because I'm getting older. You know, you do got a lot of young kids coming up, and the future's bright. And that's good because them guys, you know, breeding the bulls aren't stopping, and the bulls are getting ranker and ranker. You know, you look 15, 20 years ago, yeah, there was a couple ranked bulls, but not near what there is today. So, I'm anxious to see in another 15, 20 years when I'm retired how ranked the bulls are actually going to be. I mean, there's no telling, but it is good that we do got kids coming up and are hungry and want to win.
So, take me through your year. How'd it go for you?
This year was kind of an off year for me. I ended up 12th in the standings. I won an event in Springfield, Missouri, where I was born and raised. So, that was pretty cool. That's probably the highlight of my year. I stayed healthy for once, which I don't do that very often, get to ride every event all year round. But like I said, it was hit and miss. I was struggling. Then I'd go to riding really good. And I think that's just kind of my age kicking in. You know, I'm not near as consistent anymore. And I'm about to really, really work on that this year. And see if I can't get back in that top 10, top 5 in a race for a world title.
One of the top riders in the world for a long time, over a decade, LJ Jenkins, Missouri boy, hanging out in Oklahoma, riding in Nebraska. You're riding all these different places. Just even here in the Midwest, what's different about, you can pick a couple of stops, I can throw out Oklahoma and Missouri and Nebraska. Is there anything different, or is it, we've got an arena and we've got bulls that we're getting on and we've got a shoot and it's pretty much all the same once you ride?
Yeah, you know, I mean, exactly what you said. It's the same. Bull riding's bull riding. You got to ride 8 seconds. You know, the bulls might be a little tougher in the central part because you have so many great contractors here that can come up to the events, you know, rather than when you go to, like, Washington or you go to New York. You know, you can still get them good bulls there, but you're not going to have as many. And but at the end of the day, you still got to, you know, you're competing against your bull, so that's all you can do is try to beat him and see where you place in the average.
Besides the obvious of winning tomorrow, what do you want to accomplish? What brings you to Kearney?
You know, I've came to Kearney a bunch, and I love this stop. It's always a fun stop. I actually come here during the summer, during the fair, and I bring bulls for it then. So this is always a great event. I just come up here, you know, I want to come out of here, get some good practice, you know, hopefully win the bull riding. But nothing less, you know, kind of get back on track to get started in 2015.
Can, and I don't know how much you know. Can you tell me some of the other guys that you know are going to be here tomorrow night working with you, riding?
Yeah, I know a few because I also brought bulls to this event too. So I know Matt Triplett. He was number three in the world last year. You know, he's one of the hottest young guns coming up. He's got one of my bulls. Austin Meyer will be here. There's going to be I think Gage Gay, Chase Outlaw, I think all them guys are going to be here. So right there's a bunch of the young talent that's been coming up through the PBR that's going to be here. And, you know, those guys are exciting to watch, so you dang sure don't want to miss it.
Now, if you're bringing bulls and you draw one of your bulls, is that legal?
Yeah, it's legal, and it actually happened a couple of years ago. And I actually flanked my own bull, got on him, and about two jumps later, I was picking my rope up walking out, you know. So, you know, I would rather not draw one of my bulls because I think I got more pressure if I get on my own.
You've mentioned a little bit about how the season starts next year. What do you got to do to, you want to get better than 12, which is still pretty awesome, but what's ahead in 2015? How many stops? Do you make more stops? What's your approach to the year?
Well, this year we're going to have 28 stops, just like we always do on our main level. This being a Tour and Pro division here, you know, it still counts. So I kind of want to keep going to them Tour and Pro division bull ridings and, you know, get as many points as I can. You know, the main part, stay healthy, but, you know, try to stay consistent. If I'm struggling, I don't need to be sitting at home and not doing nothing. I need to be getting on bulls at the house, which, you know, with my age, that just makes it that much more chance of getting hurt. But, you know, it's bull riding. So I need to be the best I can be for the next couple of years. I don't know how many more years I got left in me.
Last minute here with LJ Jenkins, Jimmy Lee, the bull fighter with the bull rider. We have all the bullfighter stories, but give me a bull rider story where you know these guys saved your day.
Oh, pretty much nowadays, you know, I keep going back on, I'm getting old, so I'm pretty much every time I get on, I'm a little slow to get up, and there's a lot of times, you know, I can watch a big screen and one of them have to save my butt. You know, without them, you know, we couldn't be riding for this much money. We would stay hurt a lot more, and, you know, I don't even think I'd get on a bull without a bullfighter.
Jimmy Lee, you've done it now for a number of years, as you said, with kind of the three amigos. I can only sell it so much, because if you've been there, you're coming back. But if somebody hasn't been out there yet and they consider themselves maybe they're a city boy or a city girl, sell them on what they should be out there for tomorrow night.
Just to see all the animals, you know, I'm being a bullfighter, you know, I'm probably a number one fan as far as I'm concerned. You know, I've got the best seat in the house, and that's why I like the sport so much is, you know, or my job is I get to, you know, watch what I love. But, I'd say, you know, like LJ hinted on, you know, the good riders and the good bulls, man. You're going to see some electric stuff. And I know the pre-show, you know, with the jumbo screen and all that and the videos and stuff they're going to play. It's going to be a good event.
I mean, there's a lot of things that go on with the bull riding, which is way up here, number one. But some of the things that go around it here, just even in for this one-night event in Kearney, are awesome. Now, the Calcutta's tonight, LJ. Should I be looking your name up?
You know what? I'm always confident on me, so yeah, go for it.
Hey, that sounds good. Guys, we'll let you get back to work. I know there's still some things to do. And before I let you go, top bull, you've seen the draw for tomorrow night. What should I be looking for tomorrow night? Who drew the rank one, or which top dog drew the toughest bull?
You know, I think all these bulls will be really tough, because one thing we haven't mentioned is it's a bull team competition. So there's 10 stock contractors bringing their best five bulls and putting up a $2,500 entry fee. So every bull is going to be outstanding tomorrow. You know, I couldn't really, you know, point out one, but it's going to be something to watch, and you dang sure don't want to miss it. It's going to be awesome.
LJ, Jimmy Lee, be safe tomorrow, and hopefully we'll see you in Kearney again next year, because it's a great event. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having us.
Doug and Daddy's show rolls on here from Fastville's Plaza. It's their holiday open house here in Kearney, and we are so glad that you're along with us for today's activity. Jimmy Lang is going to slide back in here in a moment. Slide in and get registered for the 6-foot stocking full of toys. We've got a ton of other things that I'm going to run down for you in a minute. HuskerMat.com's Ross Halford talking wrestling with us a little bit ago. And we're also going to be talking with Nate Klaus of Husker Online here coming up after our next break. But again, the PBR, Midway PBR Challenge, tomorrow night, 7:30, Buffalo County Fairgrounds. Stop out to get your tickets today. We'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
Knowing what the weather will be is important to you. It helps you determine what you should have the kids wear to the bus stop, or if you'll have the chance to get that outdoor project completed. Weatherology.com eliminates the frustrations associated with other online weather websites and incorporates the latest social networking tools to enhance the quality of true, up-to-the-minute weather. Take Weatherology.com with you wherever you go by downloading the free mobile app for Android and iPhone. Weatherology.com, the science of weather simplified and socialized.
To thank you for your patronage in the past, and in hopes of continuing associations and good fortune, we wish you a bountiful holiday from the Exchange Bank in Gibbon, member FDIC.
Santa's reindeer may travel many miles this Christmas, but no package, however brightly wrapped, can express a more heartfelt thank you for your business over the past year. From Carl and the gang at Statler Implement in Minden.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!